You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams. Live from the Metro PCS Takeover Studio.
Ain't nobody doing like this.
This is the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
That's right, on Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Good morning. It is 6:12 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s with a couple of thunderstorms later on. Cloudy and 71 right now in KCK.
So, White Linen Party is just days away, Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
My girl Julie had to make an on-the-fly wardrobe adjustment.
To your wardrobe or hers?
Hers.
Oh, okay.
How's she going to make one of mine?
Because I didn't know, you know, you was using her for consultation or what.
No, I'm grown. But she made an adjustment. I can't wait to see what it is because she's always so fly for White Linen Party.
Yeah.
Raheem Devon. He talked to Playmaker yesterday.
He did? Oh,
mm-hmm. Okay. I was in the studio when conversation was going on.
Did you faint? Did you pass out? Or were,
no.
Were you okay?
No, I was fine.
Oh, okay.
Lela James. Lavelle.
I can't wait to see Lela James.
You on the ones and twos.
A little bit.
It's a party atmosphere.
Yes, it is. It's a total experience. It's great looking people in the voodoo. The vibe is just ultra sexy and ultra grown. It's going to be a good time.
KPRS.com. Yesterday, you and I got a chance to go over to 38 The Spot. We're going to be doing some things with them in September. Be on the lookout for that.
Yeah. Shout out to Crystal.
Hey, girl.
And my dog, Michael Doyle. You know, that's my dog right there. Yeah,
he cooler than the fam. What else you do?
We had football practice last night. Boy, we had a scrimmage against the older team, and my team looked good.
Really?
My Seminoles. Hey, all you other teams that's in the way, you're getting ran over. Even get down or lay down.
These are children.
It is going down. I am so pumped for my kids. They looked so good yesterday. I'm so proud of them.
Speaking of football, tonight, woo! Packers, Chiefs, Arrowhead.
The Packers of Green Bay coming to Arrowhead. 7:30 is the game time. Here's what Andy Reid has in store for tonight, and here's the players who's not playing as well.
The guy's not playing from injury, or Eric Berry. Step Durham has his hips bothering him, and then Sorensen with the knee. Everybody else will be suited up and ready to go, and then you guys know kind of how I roll with it. I normally give this to the young guys and let them play. And that means from the second quarterback on, they'll get most of the reps in this game.
So I don't think Patrick Mahomes will be playing tonight because we got a game next
week. What's wrong with Eric?
His heel. He tore his Achilles last year in one heel, and the other heel is bothering him this year. So we haven't seen him this year yet. So I don't know.
They need me to.
Yeah, go ahead and get your anointing oil and
you already know.
And rub Eric Berry.
You
down.
Already know. He will be ready.
Celebrity Heat.
Dealing with the stars.
Who's smashing who?
I hope that's true.
It's The Shade with the Morning Grind.
Check this out.
Powered by the Metro PCS Takeover on Hot 103 Jams.
It is 6:24 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s with a couple of thunderstorms on the way. Cloudy and 71 right now. Lee Summit, Shade, what's popping?
Well, going to be some wardrobe changes. I'm not talking about a concert or a brand new film. I'm talking about the funeral proceedings for Aretha Franklin.
Whoa.
Of course, we've seen her rocking her Delta red dress with her red patent leather Christian Louboutin heels.
Mm-hmm.
On today, she will be dressed in a solid gold outfit. And then there'll be another dress change on Friday. They say she'll be wearing a gown.
Okay. Looking makes her feel like a natural woman.
Trying to tell you, that's a diva right there, boy.
Yeah, it is. I've never experienced a wardrobe change during a funeral, but, you know, it's only one Aretha Franklin.
That's right. So I think I need to leave you some explicit instructions about what I want to be rocking.
All right, lay it on me. What's up? You don't have it right
about
now?
It. I'm not ready, but I know one of the days it got to be like some Timbs.
Some Timbs? So you're going to have your feet crossed up in some Timbs like Aretha?
One of the days, yeah.
Okay.
One of the days.
Some Jordan heels the next day?
Nah.
No?
Okay. We don't do those.
No?
We don't do those. But Timbs will be in the equation. Maybe some thigh-high boots.
At a funeral, fam. All right.
I'm just saying.
What? That's the kind of legacy you want to leave?
That's how I rocked it on Earth.
Let's see what that throat do.
Stop it. YouTube says that the number one song of the summer was I Like It by Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin.
Boy, that mug was everywhere. It was on. It was in the NBA Finals. Of course, radio, clubs, all over the world. Every country seemed like it played it.
Shouts out to Casey K's own Jay White Diddy. Yeah. He produced that.
Yes, he did.
From right here in the town.
That's right.
Number two song, Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD.
Yeah, that one was big. Drake got to be next or something.
Nah, Maroon 5, Girls Like You featuring Cardi B.
Uh-huh.
Number four was Drake and My Feelings.
There it go.
And number five was Boot Up, LMA.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
LMA. Look okay. At you. She finally got it right.
Hush. So DJ Khaled is launching a new luxury furniture line.
Okay.
It's called We The Best Home.
My grandma had luxury furniture. It looked like, you know, like the Furniture King Arthur had. But I'm so serious right
Brian,
now.
I've not seen your grandmother's furniture.
No, you haven't. You have not seen my grandma's furniture. You haven't.
That china cabinet is not your grandmother's?
Yeah, but that's a china cabinet. I'm talking about the couches. What's wrong? Hold on. First off, what's wrong with the china
nothing's
cabinet?
Nothing's wrong with it. Nothing's wrong with
Boy,
it, Brian.
Some hateration, holleration no, over there right
it's
now,
not
dog.
Nothing wrong with it. It's just, you know,
no, you gotta
old
see,
school grandma furniture.
It's the stuff that she got in the basement. That I got in the basement. That was.
It looks like Louis the VIII or something like that. I know what you talk about.
Louis the XIII.
Whatever.
The Morning Grind wants to know.
You know. You
why are you mad, though? Powered by the Metro PCS Takeover.
We're taking over.
Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I have to be at work at 6:45 in the morning, only because I wanted to take a vacation with my kids for the weekend, so my manager could be on the schedule for 7 days back to back.
Oh, that's nice. Isn't that a blessing that you get to go and spend some time with your kids? I never went on vacation as a kid.
Me neither.
We ain't had no money.
I mean, I want to go, but 7 days? Like,
that'll
kill a person over
30. Oh, Lord.
All right, what's your name?
LaShawna Robinson.
All right, thank you for calling up.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye, you too.
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough coming.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I love it when Metro PCS takes over the show.
Mm-hmm.
They buy out all the commercial inventory. We play more music.
It's a win-win for everybody.
For sure. Stop through Metro PCS to get hooked up. They got good folks over there.
Good morning, it's 6:46. Today, look for highs in the lower 80s with a couple of thunderstorms coming in later. Cloudy is 71 right now in Overland Park.
Votes for high school game of the week continue on right now in the lead. Southeast versus Lincoln Prep, Smithville versus Ruskin.
Uh-oh.
You can also vote on Cameron versus East, Northeast versus Central, and Turner versus J.C. Harmon.
High school game of the week goes down tomorrow, y'all.
I want to see those kids in the studio with us. That would be fun, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whoever wins, we want to invite them up.
Yeah. So yesterday, the announcement of the first African-American major party nominee to Florida's governor's race, Andrew Gilliam, and his opponent, a Republican, Representative Ron DeSantis, went on television and said this.
Florida elections are always competitive. And, you know, this is a guy who, although he's much too liberal for Florida, I think he's got huge problems with how he's governed Tallahassee. You know, he is an articulate spokesman for those far left views, and he's a charismatic candidate. And, you know, I watched those Democrat debates. None of that was my cup of tea. But, I mean, he performed better than the other people there. So we've got to work hard to make sure that we continue Florida going in a good direction. Let's build off the success we've had on Governor Scott. The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda with huge tax increases and bankrupting the state. That is not going to work. That's not going to be good for Florida.
So many
wow
folks called out Representative DeSantis on his monkey up comment, which of course has connotations to African Americans and being characterized as monkeys
mm-hmm.
by racists.
He knew what he was doing, Shay. I truly believe it. He said this is the first nominee for governor as an African American, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a coincidence to me that he would say something like that. We just got to continue to work and continue to keep these things in the news cycle to make it known that this is not acceptable.
Completely unacceptable. Mm-hmm. His camp says, oh, he says that all the time.
Sure he does.
When he means something is messed up.
Yeah.
That it had no racial undertones at all.
Sure he does.
We'll keep our eyes on this contest because this could be historical.
Mm-hmm.
They've never had a major party nominee of African-American descent. And so that could definitely change the tide. Also, the state to the north of Florida, Georgia, they're looking at possibly having its first black woman governor as well. She's got the Democratic nomination.
Wow.
Also, Ben Jealous is running for governor of Maryland, former NAACP president. So things are changing.
Yeah, they are. It, you know, and with change comes the struggle on the other side of people who don't want things to change. But I'm not sure if they can stop this tide, Shay.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Beyonce and Jay-Z doing this little thing called On the Run Tour 2. We're going to send some folks to San Diego this hour, maybe?
Yes, we are this hour. Going to get qualified.
No doubt. So, forgiveness is a theme that I've been seeing a lot lately. I'm wondering if this is the Lord speaking to me. God's trying to tell me something. I was watching this video of Jada Pinkett Smith talking about forgiveness. She said, my power to forgive others came from forgiving myself by looking into the shadows of my own heart. I watched the interview with Kanye West yesterday in a morning show out of Chicago, and he was asking for forgiveness from the people of Chicago for, you know, kind of abandoning them, if you will, in some of the comments that he's made that truly hurt people.
Yeah.
I got an inbox from somebody that I used to be friends with. I used to consider this person my best friend. And some things happened and we stopped speaking. And so this person wants to rekindle this friendship.
Okay.
And I'm kind of cool on it. I'm like...
And you have a right to be. The thing with me is that once you show me your cards, I see what you got in your hand. Meaning, I see how you act in certain situations. And I'm not sure if I could trust you going forward. It's one thing to forgive, but it's another thing to never forget. Don't be a fool.
I don't know. So I'm contemplating whether or not I should even entertain it. And then I started thinking about, why does it seem like it's easier to forgive like a romantic relationship than it is to forgive a friendship?
Lord. Oh boy.
Is it because the romantic relationship is giving me something else, like a little coquette other places?
Damn! No, I think you have a deeper... There's another layer to your relationship when it's a romantic relationship.
Okay.
Your friends don't see that side of you. It's more of a connection.
It seems like if a friend crosses me, I'm done. But if it's your man... Okay, let me think about this and make sure I'm doing the right thing. Ow.
Interesting.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Celebrity Heat.
Dealing with the stars.
Who's smashing who?
I hope that's true.
It's The Shade with the Morning Grind.
Check this out.
Powered by the Metro PCS Takeover on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s with a couple of thunderstorms on the way. Watch out for that. Cloudy and 71 right now in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Rapper and producer Swizz Beatz is 40 today.
Go ahead.
Hey.
This used to be my jam.
Uh-huh. Swiss Beast the Monster.
You fancy, huh? Actress Cameron Diaz is 46 today. Where's she been? We ain't seen her nothing lately.
She been chilling.
Is she like a wife and mother now, or is she just at the house?
I think she just at the crib chilling on her millions.
Wow. Rapper Mano is 45.
Little Kim groupie.
Yeah. So yesterday, a radio station in Chicago aired an hour-long interview with Kanye West. I sat and watched it yesterday, the whole thing from beginning to end, and it was very insightful, I thought. You know, he really took his time considering his answers when he talked to them. And even at the end, he began crying, Brian, because he said that the people that he started out with are no longer there with him. He said the reason why his wife and the rest of their whole clique are able to do what they do every day is because they have each other as a family. So it's the Kardashians versus Hollywood, and he's basically by himself.
Right.
Because Don C and other people that he started out with, they not there anymore. So one of the hosts of the show got up and had to hug him, and it was very emotional.
He probably needed all of that.
Yeah. Here he is apologizing for the slave comment.
I don't know if I properly apologize for how that slave comment made people feel. So I want to take this moment right now to say that I'm sorry for hurrying. I'm sorry for the 1-2 effect of the MAGA hat into the slave comment. And I'm sorry for people who felt let down by that moment. And also, I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to talk to you about the way I was thinking and what I was going through and what led me to that.
Thank you.
He talked in depth about being in a moment, if you will, with his bipolar disorder.
Okay.
He says he characterized it as ramped up. He says when you're ramped up in the bipolar piece of it, right, one part of it is the low, and then it's the high in bipolar.
You know what, Shay? This could help other people come out and actually talk about their problems with this bipolar disorder that he might have. It's okay if you have it. Just let it be known.
There's hella people walking around undiagnosed, though. You just think somebody likes to pop off. Like, you know, I had an aunt that used to just pop off. And people just be like, oh, just leave her alone. But
hear them out.
They could actually have a real disorder and chemical imbalance in their bodies. And if they get on the proper medication, they may be able to be even keeled all the time. He also talked about this beef with Drake.
It ain't no beef. No, ain't nobody got no beef. Ain't nobody going to jail. It's no in between. And we all got love for Drake. We understand that he got upset about it. I feel that it was insensitive for him to in any way stress me out anyway after TMZ while I'm in Wyoming healing, pulling all pieces together, working on my music. You know, we'll reconcile that one day because we got work to do.
He also talked about the comments on TMZ, and I believe this is the portion where he got a little bit emotional about Don C.
And one thing that I got from the TMZ comment is it showed me how much black people love me and how much black people count on me and depend on me, and I appreciate that.
We was hurt.
The next one after that, that one that starts out, because I even had people, that one. You don't have that one?
No, not right.
Okay, well, we'll save it for the one in the 8 o'clock hour, because I thought that that was really a piece that showed Kanye's heart. And you know, I was one of the most vocal people, like, you know, we cool on Kanye.
Right. And I sure was.
And I think it's interesting that today we're talking about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. When we continue on, we'll be finding out about forgiveness and whether or not it's harder to forgive a friend versus forgiving someone that you're in a romantic relationship with.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We've been talking about forgiveness this morning. I've forgiven people.
You forgave me last week or a couple weeks ago.
No, I haven't forgiven you yet.
Why not?
I haven't. I'm not there yet. I'm not. But I'm being honest. right?
Get there.
It takes me time to forgive people. And I just know myself. And I'm never going front like, and sometimes people will say, oh, I'm over it. And they're really not. And they're holding something against you secretly. So I just let people know up front, I'm not over it yet. I'll let you know when I am.
I will admit that I have some real issues on this subject. Because, and you know, this conversation that we could be having could be therapeutic for me. Because I can forgive a little bit, but I'm never going to forget.
Wow.
I'm not. I can't. It's impossible for me to get whatever you did to me out of my head.
You just have a long memory, though. You remember things that most people don't even remember. You remember the actual date something happened and what time, what people had on.
I'm definitely a date person. I'm definitely that, yeah.
And I think so much has happened to me that I don't remember the details of a lot of stuff after a while. Like, once something's gone on for a while, I'm like, what happened again?
Yeah.
But I was faced with the decision to forgive a friend. We were friends for many years. I considered this person my best friend. And some things happened. And since she sent me an inbox and wants to repair the friendship. And I'm not there. I haven't responded. And I don't know if I want to, if that makes any sense.
It makes sense to me.
My pastor used to say all the time, you can forgive somebody. That don't mean we got to go to the mall together no more.
Right. It just, you know, I've dealt with it. I see it and I'm moving on.
So as I'm thinking about all of this, I started with the even deeper question. Why does it seem like it's easier to forgive a romantic relationship or if your man does something to you versus if a friend does? Do you think that that's all true?
I never thought about that. I think it definitely is true. But now as we're talking about it, I just think that is a different type of relationship. You don't have the same relationship you do with your man as you do with your best friend growing up. It's just two different things to me.
Mm. But should it be? I mean, isn't...
Yes, because I think in the Bible, you know, they're not your husband or anything, but the closest person to you is your husband or your wife. Not your best friend.
I don't know. What are your thoughts on this forgiveness topic?
First of all, I wanted to say you guys been killing it lately, Shay and Shine.
Thank you, fam. Appreciate it.
I mean, y'all just been doing the dang on thing lately. But forgiveness is very important for both parties, like Shay was saying. It's not just for the person that you're trying to forgive. It's mainly for yourself. And there's this book. It's called Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. You ever heard of that book?
No.
Well, that's an acronym. And in book, it says you have to forgive and forget. There are very many scriptures that say you have to forget as well. That's the only thing I disagree with you, Brian. But when we forget, we are actually giving ourselves that chance to move on as well. It gives us the power back.
Right.
When you don't forget, it still has kind of control over you. And it kind of dictates how you move and how you're going to react in other situations similar to what you've been through with that particular person or that party or whatever. But y'all right on everything else as far as having to forgive. It's, you know, just not the right thing to do. It's the godly thing to do when we was, you know, built in his image and whatnot.
What's your name, bro?
Brian.
Hey, bro, thank you for your comment. We appreciate you. Always love, all right?
Hey, thank you. Keep up the good work.
All right, honey. Mom.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We've been talking forgiveness this morning, Brian. And it's a multi-layered situation. I think sometimes we don't want to give forgiveness to the other person because it's almost as if you're saying what you did was right.
Yep.
And really, it doesn't give approval to what they did. It just says, okay, you did that, but I choose to remove myself from the push and pull of that situation.
Kind of like, you know, I might be bigger than this situation, or I'm bigger than the pettiness that I might be having.
And I've heard that holding a grudge against someone or not granting someone forgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Never thought about it like that.
Kanye West asked the people of Chicago for forgiveness yesterday on a radio show. Asked people to forgive him for the slavery comment. He said that he didn't really consider how deeply that comment affected people. And sometimes I think that that's true in situations. If the other person truly understood how much that really hurt the other person, that maybe they wouldn't have done what they did or said what they said.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes in that heat of the moment, man, you're not thinking straight. You're not thinking about all of that. You're thinking about only what you want to say and how you feel. I'm very guilty of that.
So I've got a friend that wants to, you know, get back into the friendship circle. And it's hard for me to even consider it right now just because I feel like I'm a really good friend and I don't know how to hold back anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just who I am. If I love somebody, I'm just getting ready to shower them with whatever. Mm-hmm. And with this situation, I feel like I would have to have myself on guard. And so I would rather just chill until I could get to the space where I would be comfortable being myself. Mm-hmm. And then I thought more about, well, dang, I done, you know, forgave dudes for stuff way bigger than what happened with this. Forgiveness is something else. So, line three, what are your thoughts?
So I was shot 6.5 years ago, man, and I was shot by somebody I had never known. I was paralyzed from the waist down from it. And the toughest part was trying to forgive someone that I never knew that put something so much harm to me. And once I was able to forgive him, man, my life became so much better. And honestly, if anything, you know, he gave me life when he was trying to take my life. And so I think forgiveness is a strong point for anybody. And when you can forgive and let go, man, your life becomes so much powerful. So I just wanted to share that.
Shay, that puts everything in perspective. I'm up here talking about, you know, maybe trivial things that somebody might have said to me or something. But this man almost had his life taken. So that you've really brought a perspective to my life that I never even thought I would be thinking about.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. I just wanted to share it, man, because a lot of people don't understand that. You know, I didn't understand what true forgiveness was until I actually was in the situation and forgave. And the life that I got now, man, I could never go back. I would never go back, man. That man blessed me in a way that I never known he could.
That's supernatural strength right there. That's not just a normal human quality to be able to get to that level of forgiveness.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. What's your name?
Wesley Hamilton.
All right, Wesley Hamilton. Thank you. This is disabled, but not really, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Shouts out to you, man. You had your cleanup on Saturday, and I was at Leon's Thriftway, and one of the guys that came to clean up came through and showed me pictures of the event. It was beautiful. Next time you have another one, reach out to us so that we can help with that, okay? Please send us the information.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you, Wesley. Have a good day, fam.
Yeah, you too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Have you ever been wronged by a friend and caused you to completely cut all communication with them?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And it's hard for me to get communication back. It is. Because I'm constantly thinking about, and you know, this subject is good for me this morning. I'm constantly thinking about what happened and what they did to me.
There's four steps to forgiveness. Step one, calm down. And I think that that's one of the main things, just like what you just said. You're replaying everything in your mind over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Which leads us to step two, shift your focus. So you've got to shift the focus from the actual thing that happened to something else.
Right.
Step three, find empathy for the person who hurt you. And that's where I think a lot of people get stuck, because you can't think of anything that would make you want to give them empathy.
Right. And it's most of the time I'm thinking I'm being defensive and thinking more on the side of anger and not on the side of, okay, well, let me start to forgive this person and think more positive about it. I'm always thinking about anger at that point.
I know me personally, I stayed stuck in a, what about me? What about me? I've told this story before in the air. I was estranged from my father for many, many years. I'm the youngest out of my sisters, and my two older sisters have more memories of good times with him.
Right.
So they continued a relationship with him where I didn't. Mm-hmm. All I remember was foolishness. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm good on him, later for him. And when God had to work on my heart and change my mind about him, I had to stop replaying that same story, that victim story. Well, I was the child in this situation. He's supposed to be the adult.
Right.
And I remember God telling me it's not who's right, it's what's right. Boy, that thing changed my when he dropped that thing in my spirit, that changed my mind, because it also says in the word you're supposed to honor your mother and father.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, that's what's right. Is reconciliation, is peace. And so now I don't expect anything from him. So if he calls, it's fine. If he doesn't, it's fine. Which leads to number four of stop thinking like a victim. And I think that that's where you can really get to that space where you forgive someone. We got one other person on the line right now that want to chime in on this.
Yes, we do. Have one on three jams. Call it one.
I'm a person that had a family member that got over on me before. I done took care of him, and he constantly keeps being disrespectful. So when is it a time when you don't forgive? That's my question. Because if you keep constantly forgiving somebody for the same thing and keep repeating itself, where do you stop it at?
See, that's what I'm afraid of, Shay. If I forgive someone and I forget, but then they keep repeating the same behaviors over and over, I'm like, her, what am I supposed to do at this point?
You can't control another person's actions. The only person that you can control is yourself. So what you have to do in that case is stop doing the same things that you're doing. Because if you know that if I open the door at 7:10 a.m. every day and there's somebody on the other side that punches me in my face, at some point you need to stop opening up the door at 7:10 a.m. because you know that person is going to punch you in your face. That doesn't mean that you have to stop a relationship with your nephew. That just means you need to stop doing things for him that's going to cause you to feel disrespected, feel not appreciated. And that's the thing that I've had to do myself with relationships with people. I'm like, you know what? I need to stop doing extra stuff then, if that's going to make me feel a certain way. And I don't think anything is wrong with that, changing your movements.
Well, I don't think nothing's wrong with it, because I did wash my hands, and I love you, but I love you from a distance. And that's how I feel.
All right, what's your name?
Kay.
All right, Tay, thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
All right, thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.